Greetings in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉我们主耶稣的名向你们问安。
It is indeed a great privilege and blessing to be gathered together in the house of God on this last night of the year.
在这今年的最后一晚能够在这里聚集侍奉崇拜是一种莫大的祝福。
In a few hours,
再过几个小时,
2012 have been history.
2012年将迈入历史,
and a new year is dawning.
新的一年将来临,
the year of grace 2013.
2013, 恩典年,
how has the year 2012 been for you?
2012年你过得怎么样?
Tonight is a night of reflection.
今晚我们应该好好反思,
to think of God's goodness for us.
想神对我们的好,
count our blessings,
计算主恩,
and to give thanks,
并存感恩的心,
that is why we are here in the house of God.
也因此我们现在在神的殿里,
we have received multiple blessings from God,
我们从神得到很多的祝福,
and because he has blessed us,
也因为他祝福我们,
that's why we come with a heart of gratitude,
让我们存感恩的心,
in gratefulness we come before him in worship,
来到他面前敬拜他。
With this, and more than that,
不但如此,
tonight is a night of preparation.
今晚我们也应该做好准备,
as we look forward to the coming year,
来面对新的一年,
would this be the year that our Lord will return to receive his church in glory?
或许今年就是主来借教会进入荣耀的一年。
Are you prepared to meet our Lord?
你是否已做好见主的准备?
There are those who began the year 2012 with us.
在2012年头, 有些人在我们当中,
and they are no longer with us here.
但现在他们已经不在了。
The Lord has brought them home.
主已接他们回天家。
And we have fond memories of them.
我们对他们有美好的回忆。
And we miss their company in our midst.
我们也怀念他们在我们当中的日子。
As we think of those times, there is a sense of loss.
我们或许可能有一种失落感。
Yet we have this assurance.
但我们有这保证。
That in our heart, that God's promise that they are safely resting in the arms of Jesus.
在我们的心里我们知道, 他们现在安稳在耶稣的怀里。
We will see them again.
我们也会再见到他们。
And as a child of God,
身为神的儿女,
we have this assurance that we are never alone.
我们有这样的保障, 我们并不孤单。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
And this is the assurance that Jesus gave to his disciples in the 20th verse of Matthew chapter 20.
这也是在马太福音第20章, 耶稣 向他门徒所给的保障。
Lo, I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在。
It is impossible to think of words more comforting, more strengthening, and more encouraging.
很难找到更好的话, 让我们有这种安慰和力量。
More cheering and more uplifting.
更令人欢呼, 更令人振奋。
Than these words.
比这话还更好。
These are Jesus' very words.
这是耶稣亲口说的话,
to keep the hearts of his disciples from despair.
让他的门徒不灰心失望。
Though they are left alone,
虽然他们孤单,
like orphans in a cold and unkind world,
就像一个孤儿在冷漠的世界里,
Jesus said to them that they are not to think that they will be deserted by their master.
但耶稣告诉他们, 叫他们不要以为他们被主人遗弃了。
Are you in any despair?
你是否现在在绝望中呢?
Have you encountered any discouragement?
是否遇到任何挫折?
Jesus says to you lovingly that you are not alone.
耶稣爱你, 要对你说, 你不孤单。
I'm with you.
我与你同在。
And so there are three thoughts that we want to think about. This evening,
今晚我们要思考三个摘要。
Christ's availing power for you, verse 18.
在第18节讲的基督的权柄。
And second, Christ's ambassador's privilege from verse 19 to 28.
在第十九和二十所讲的，你身为神的使者的特权。
And Christ's abiding presence in verse 20b.
也在第二十节的下半部所讲的，神基督就常与你们同在。
We shall look at verse 20b first.
我们先看第二十节的上半部。
Christ's abiding presence. Then we will connect them with point 1 and 2 from verses 18 to the first part of verse 20.
我们先看第二十节的下半部，神主常与我们同在，然后再把信息连接回第一和第二点。
Jesus says, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
耶稣说，我就常与你们同在，直到地极。
He is giving them a most important truth that his disciples must learn well.
他在教他的门徒一个最重要的真理。
The assurance of his abiding presence.
他永远与他们同在的保障。
There is none that can be compared with our Lord.
没有人比我们的主一样的。
And no one can be with us forever.
也没人可以永远跟我们同在。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣。
And he is with us tonight.
今晚他也与我们同在。
And he is and will be with us as he promised into the future.
就算步入将来，他也应许与我们同在。
We do not know what lies ahead in the year 2013.
我们不知道2013年摆在我们前面的是什么。
As we read the news,
当我们看新闻，
well, we read of things slowing down.
我们听东西都慢了下来。
U.S. is reaching its fiscal cliff.
美国将步入这个金融的悬崖。
And in Europe,
在欧洲
the lower 40% of the people are in trouble without jobs, grasping for a living.
48%的人都失业了，而且生活都有困难。
As we think of the world in its turmoil, we want to think about life ahead.
当我们看到这世界，我们真的要考虑我们前面要怎么活。
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
I'm with you always.
我常与你们同在。
What does this word always mean?
常这字是什么意思呢？
It means all the way.
就是一直。
There will be no time when he's not with you.
没有任何一个时候他不与你同在。
The word always,
常
original means all the days.
在希腊的意思就是每一天。
How often will he be with you?
他多久与我们同在呢？
Literally, this text tells us all the days of our lives.
从字面上看来，他是每一天都与我们同在。
He is with us to protect us.
他与我们同在，保护我们。
He is with us to give us encouragement.
鼓励我们。
To subdue our fears.
是我们在这里。
And to give to us hope.
给我们希望。
And he is with us till the end of the world.
直到世界的末了。
When this world would run off its course.
若是这世界跑离了正道。
Well, the time will come when our Lord will have to return to judge the world and establish peace and order in this chaotic world.
基督将回来，重新的整顿这世界。把平安和秩序带回给这世界。
And while he has not returned,
在他还没回来之前，
we look at the world around us.
我们看我们周边的世界。
We see it's chaos.
是混乱的。
Well, we are reminded.
我们常被提醒。
How that in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is order and there is peace.
在基督里，我们有平安，也有秩序。
Are there times when you are weary and tired and discouraged?
是否你曾经疲倦困乏呢？
Jesus says, I'm with you.
耶稣说，我与你同在。
I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
我必不离弃你。
And if God is with us, all will be well.
若神与我们同在，万事安好。
Are you in some kind of trouble?
你是否现在在困难中？
Jesus says, Come unto me.
耶稣说， 来到我这里，到我这里来。
All ye that labor and are heavy laden，
凡劳苦重担的人可以到我这里来。
And I will give you rest，
我就使你们得平安，得安息。
But there was an elderly man that I visited，
我曾经探望一位老人。
And he's almost in his 90s，
一位九十多岁，快要九十多岁的老人。
Happily in the Lord。Happily loving the Lord，
在主里很开心。
But there is one thing that he is concerned about。
但他心有疑惑。
His elderly wife，
他年老的太太。
The elderly wife is still not in the Lord，
还没信主。
And she is very concerned，
因此他很担心。
He knew that he is advanced and any time he would go，
他知道他的年纪，他已经上了年纪，随时都会过世。
And so。When we visited them, we spoke to the wife.
因此，当我们探望这个家庭的时候，我们与他的太太谈话。
And we gave this verse from Matthew 11:28: "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
我们向这位老太太说：“凡劳苦重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
And she tells us very frankly, "That describes me."
她清楚地告诉我。
That is a description of her, the burdens that is in her heart.
她清楚地告诉我们，这就是她心里的负担。
And she's holding on to them.
而她紧握着不放。
Some unforgiveness that is in her heart.
一个不能被原谅的心。
Together with a husband. With a husband.
哦，与她的先生在一起。
And that burden is weighing her down.
这重担压着他。
Well, Jesus came in order to give to us forgiveness.
耶稣来赦免我们。
And if she would just give her life and release her burden to the Lord, that burden would have been taken away from her.
若是她能够把这重担放下来，那主将帮他抬起这个重担。
We are still praying for her.
我们继续地为她祷告。
May the Lord open her spiritual eyes.
愿神开她心灵的眼睛。
We realize that we cannot help her.
我们知道我们帮不到她。
But we know that the word of God is able to help her.
但我们知道神的话语可以帮到她。
And therefore we give in prayer.
因此我们在祷告中纪念她。
We are still waiting upon the Lord.
我们也在等候主。
And this is a prayer for the year 2013 for us.
而这也是我们2013年应当做的祷告。
To pray for the people around us.
为我们周边的人祷告。
Well, if we look at ourselves, oftentimes we find ourselves very unlovable.
若我们自己反省自己，会看到自己其实并不可爱。
And yet, Jesus did not leave us.He continued to love us.
但耶稣并不因此离开我们，他继续的爱我们。
Jesus is long suffering and full of compassion.
他很久忍耐，而且有恩慈。
Dearly beloved,
这就是他的爱。
Let us rejoice in this that God will never leave us.
让我们因神永远不离弃我们感到高兴。
The interjection low serves to arrest our attention.
在英文圣经里面有一句看了的感叹词。
It means to quieten down and to be still and to ponder this message that our Savior is giving to us.
意思就是要我们安静下来，停下来，沉思主要给我们的这个信息。
Where were the disciples when Jesus spoke these words?
当耶稣说这话时，门徒们在哪里呢？
Verse 16 of chapter 28 tells us.
马太第二十八章十六节就告诉了我们。
The disciples, the 11 disciples, were in Galilee and in the mountain where Jesus had appointed them to go to.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
And when they saw him, they worshipped him.
当他们看见耶稣，就敬拜他。
Verse 17 says.
十七节说
，But some doubted，
仍然还有人疑惑
，Who was speaking here？
是谁在这里说话呢
？Who who is speaking here on this mountain Galilee?
在这加利利的山上说话呢?
In these words, in verse 16 and 17 of Matthew chapter 28.
在马太福音第二十八章十六十七节说
：“Well, it is the risen Christ that is speaking。”
是复活基督主在说话。
And let us be those who worship Jesus, and not among those who doubted。
愿我们是那些崇拜耶稣的人，而不是那些疑惑的人。
And as we look at chapter 28, we see a few verses back.The angel announced the empty tomb that Christ is risen from the dead.
若是你读比二十八章第十六节之前的几个经文，你就会看到天使早些时候宣布耶稣的空坟墓。
It is good for us to rehearse these truths in our hearts.
我们应该常常的在心中不停的反省。
These words are written for our edification.
这是为我们好的。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ was a particular time in history.
基督的复活是历史的一个要点。
He was risen the third day.
在第三天他复活了。
Why is it the third day?
为什么是第三天呢?
Well, because it is recorded as a historical fact in time. He died at a certain time, a certain day in human history.And 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
在历史里明确了记载了他真的死了，而且三天以后复活了。
Has any man risen from the dead?
是否有人从死里复活呢？
Only Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督。
And here is recorded for us the truth that we want to rehearse.
而这清楚的记载在这里，要我们不停的反思。
This is the only hope that we have.
这是我们唯一的希望。
This is the only hope that we can give.To our families, to the world.
这是唯一让我们给我们家庭给这世界的希望。
Verse 28, verse 1 says, In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the end of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre.
第一节，安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
Verse 2 says, And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it.
第二节，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow.
他的相貌如同闪电。衣服洁白如雪。
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
第四节，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear ye not, for I know ye seek Jesus, which was crucified.
第五节，天使对妇女说，不要害怕。我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
Verse 6 says,
第六节
Watch this. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay.
他不在这里，就照他所说的，已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。
Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah.
耶稣是被应许的弥赛亚。
And he came.
他来了
and he was crucified.
他被钉十字架
and he died.
他死了
and he was risen again.
但是他又复活了
and this is the Jesus that said to the disciples in verse
这就是跟门徒说话的那位耶稣
7.
在第七节
Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and behold he goeth before you into Galilee and ye shall see him I have told you.
复活的耶稣对门徒在第七节说：“快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你要见他。看哪、啊，我已经告诉你们了。”
And verse 8 says, "There was great joy and fear in the hearts of the disciples as they ran to tell the others."
第八节告诉我们。门徒和妇女们都大大的欢喜，去把这信息告诉他的门徒。
And verse 9 tells us,
第九节说
Behold, Jesus met them.
看啊，耶稣遇见他们。
And they came, he came to them.
耶稣来到他们当中。
And he, they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him.
而门徒们上前抱住耶稣的脚，敬拜他。
Then said Jesus unto them,
耶稣对他们说
Be not afraid.
不要害怕。
Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见。
The disciples saw the risen Christ.
门徒们见到复活的耶稣。
And when we want to remember,
我们要记得
last moments of the year that indeed our Lord has risen from the dead.
我们要在这最后的一个今年最后的一段时间记得我们的主已经复活了。
And He is with us.
也在活在我们当中。
May these words deeply impress upon our minds and our hearts as we enter the year 2013.
在我们迈入2013年的时候，愿这些话牢牢地刻在我们的心里。
As we meditate upon the abiding presence of Christ,
常常纪念主常与我们同在。
We want to also meditate upon His ability to help us accomplish His purpose for our lives.
也要知道他有这个能力。在我们的生命里完成我们的使命。
And this is the second thought that you want to think about.
也是今晚的第二个摘要。
Christ's availing power.
基督的权柄。
His availing power for you.
他有这个权柄给你。
And verse 18 says, And Jesus said, came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
也在十八节，马太福音二十八章十八节说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。
Christ's abiding presence with us comes with His availing power to help us.
基督不但与我们同在，他也有权柄。
And because He has that ability to help us, we safely would come to Him.
他有能力帮助我们，因此我们可以安然地来到他面前。
Jesus says, "All power is given unto him."
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。
How could he say these words?
他怎么能说这话呢？
Except he is the living and true God.
除非他是永活的，活着的真神。
He is the creator and giver of all life.
他是造物者，也是赐生命的人。
Our life comes from him.
我们的生命源自他。
And we want to acknowledge this before him this night.
我们要今晚承认，在他面前承认这一点。
And he is also the one that is sustaining our lives.
他也扶持着我们的生命。
When we are connected to him,
我们与他联系，
we have life.
我们就有生命。
And he saves us from eternal judgment of hell.
他也从地的审判中把我们拯救出来。
And he's sustaining and helping and bringing us on the way to heaven.
他扶持帮助我们走天堂的路。
So he says, all power.
他说，所有的权柄
is with him.
都是给他了。
And this power is available to you as you abide in him.
而这权柄你也可以拿到。
He has authority, absolute authority over all the affairs of this world.
在世上一切的事，他都有权柄。
Nothing happens without his permission.
若没有他的准许，不会发生任何事。
And when we come to him for help, we can be assured that he is with us to help us.
若我们来到他面前，我们可以肯定的知道，他将帮助我们。
In ancient Israel,
在古代。
The Jews go to Jerusalem to worship several times a year.
在以色列，他们一年几回得要去耶路撒冷敬拜。
And they recorded these trips in the Psalms.
他们在诗篇如此记载。
It's called the Song of Degrees.
就是上行之诗。
There are 15 Psalms that are written to describe these pilgrimages to the Temple in Jerusalem.
在诗篇记载了十五次这些上行者如何上行。
It is as if for us tonight, as we get ourselves changed, prepare ourselves to come into His house to worship Him.
就如我们今晚 盛装打扮来到这里来敬拜他。
And there is one particular psalm, Psalm 121.
其中诗篇第121篇
which I want to bring to your attention.
我要提醒的
which is particularly useful as we consider Christ's availing power for you.
是很有用的。
How do we appropriate God's resources for our use?
我们如何可以领取到耶稣给我们的这些权柄呢？
Well, Psalm 121, let us turn there.
让我们来看诗篇第121篇。
A song of degrees.
是上行之诗。
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何来？
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
So as God's people make their way to Jerusalem, you can see them walking. They don't have modern transport that we have. And they make their way walking and walking uphill. Because the hill is Jerusalem temple is right there on the hill.
我们可以想象当时的上行者朝山上走，走向耶路撒冷的殿。
And they are there to seek the presence of God.
他们在那里寻求神的存在
to seek the availing power of God to help them in their lives
来帮在他们生命里得到帮助
so as they walk
当他们走的时候
they think
他们会想
they contemplate
他们会沉思
perhaps there were some teething problems in their lives
或许他们生活正面对困难
perhaps there are some struggles that they are struggling with something that they could notfind a solution for their lives.
他们在挣扎一些没有办法解决的问题。
And so, as they walk, they think about the struggles that they have, and this may have weighed down their hearts.
当他们在上行时，他们可能会想到这些困难，而心里有负担。
And so the psalmist says from his experience that wherever we are faced with any trouble that we do not know how to solve, we can come to the living and true God.
所以诗人说，当你遇到无法解决的困难时，你可以来到永活真的真神。
That's why the psalmist says, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help."
因此，诗人说，我要向山举目，我的帮助从哪里？
The lifting up of the eyes.
往向山举目
is a prayer gesture.
是一种祷告的姿势。
That we acknowledge God.As the giver of strength and life and answer,
以认定神是我们的帮助者
answer to life's problems,
来解答我们生命的问题
And so the psalmist says, "My help is from the Lord."
因此，诗人说，我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来
Is this your conviction?
这是你的心思意念吗
？If this is your conviction,
若是
，Well, I believe this is your conviction. That is why you are here tonight.
我也相信真的你是，也因此你今晚在这里。
You have come to seek God's blessing.
你来寻求神的祝福。
You have come because you have need for the Lord.
你来因为你需要主。
We realize that this life is filled withTemptations and trials.
我们知道生命充满了试探与思念。
Every temptation will cause us to fall.
每一次的试探，我们可能会堕落。
And every trial.
而每一个试验
builds us up with hardship.
通过困难建立我们的信心。
Well, as we go think of.What life will be in the year 2013?
当你想到2013年你的生活将如何的时候
，We don't know what it will be.
我们不知道会如何。
But we know that when the outlook is very bleak,
不论前途是光明或者黑暗
，Come to God, who is our hope.
我们可以来到神的面前。
And therefore, the word to lift up the eyes means to is the word to carry.
举目本身也有担当的意思。
To give your troubles to the Lord.
把你的困重担交托给主。
So the lifting up of the eyes is the light yoke of the Christian.
基督徒向山举目，就像容易的轭，轻省的担子。
Isn't that great power that God avails for us when we have any trouble? Well, we can just call unto Him in prayer.
若我们遇到任何困难，我们可以在祷告中呼求神，这是何等的力量！
There is power in prayer.
因此，祷告中有能力。
So as we think about the availing power of Christ for you.
因此，当我们思想基督给你的权柄，
we want to think about our prayer life.
我们要考虑到我们的祷告生活。
How is your prayer life?
你的祷告生活如何？
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, Jesus says, "Ask and it shall be given you; seek and ye shall find; knock and it shall be opened unto you."
在马太福音第七章第七节，马太福音第七章第七节说：“你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。”
For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened.
凡祈求的就得着，凡寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Have you ever wondered why we have been a Christian for so many years and yet we are not growing?
有没有想到为什么我们已经做了基督徒这么多年，但我们并没有在长大？
Have we been asking?
是否自己在问自己呢？
Have we been seeking the Lord?
我们是否每一直在寻求神呢？
Verse 9 says, "For what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone?"
马太福音七章第九节说：“你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？”
Or if he asks a fish, will he give a serpent?
求鱼，反给他蛇呢？
If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给求他的人吗？
So Jesus says, "I'm able to help you."
所以他可以帮助。
The infant church of 120 disciples gathered in the upper room in prayer.
在古代的教会，有众圣徒在教会里祷告。
Jesus has ascended to heaven.
基督已升天。
When Jesus was present with them.
当基督与他们同在的时候，
they experienced the power of Christ.
他们领受了基督的权力。
How every disease was healed.
可以医治疾病。
And every devil cast out.
赶走魔鬼。
And even the dead was made alive.
甚至使死人复活。
They experienced great joy and power in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们在主基督里体会大能力和大欢喜。
But after that,
但过后，
Jesus ascended to heaven.
耶稣升天了。
And so they are left alone.
他们被留在地上。
The Bible tells us that they are not alone.
但是圣经告诉我们，他们并不孤单。
They tarried with God in prayer.
他们继续在祷告里与神联系。
And the Bible tells us,
而圣经告诉我们，
in Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
在使徒行传第一章第八节，
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, that ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
在使徒行传第一章第八节，使徒行传第一章第八节说，他们聚集的时候，耶稣问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列人国就在这个时候吗？”
And indeed, in chapter 2, we saw how the Spirit of God came upon the infant church.
在第二章我们就看到圣灵如何来到教会。
The disciples waited upon God.
门徒们等候神。
Do you wait upon God in prayer?
你是否在祷告里等候神？
For your loved ones.
为了你心爱的人。
For the people whom you know.
为了你认识的人。
This is the secret of power.
这就是他的秘诀。
May we look at 2013 with this conviction.
让我们用这样的心态进入2013年。
Come what may.
不论来的是什么。
The Lord is with me.
主常与我们同在。
His power is available to help me.
他的权柄是我们可以拿到的。
I will seek him first to guide me into the year 2013.
我们先寻求他，让他来带领我们进入2013年。
We'll be going to a time of corporate prayer.
我们将进入公祷。
What do we pray for as a church?
那我们身为一个教会，要为什么事情祷告呢？
Well, this is our third point.
也就是今晚的第三个摘要。
As a Christian, you are an ambassador for Christ.
身为一个基督徒，你是有使者的特权。
And he gives to you this privilege.
而你得需要利用这个特权。
And this is given in verse 19 to verse 20.
就是在第十九和二十节所说的。
Your ambassador's privilege.
你身为使者的特权。
The purpose of the church is to usher sinners into God's kingdom.
教会的目的是带领罪人进入神的国度。
And to help them safely reach life's final destination.
安全，帮助他们安全地到达人生的最终祝福之地。
So Jesus says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations."
所以耶稣说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And we are given this privilege to accomplish this mission that Christ has entrusted to us before his ascension.
在基督升天之前，他已经把这特权的特别的使命委托给我们。
So as we come to the close of 2013,
当我们进入这2013年的时候，
as we think of endeavors in 2013, as we come to the close of 2012, and as we think about the endeavors in 2013,
当我们即将结束2012年而进入2013年的时候，
we want to remember Christ's first commandment to the church.
我们要记得基督给门徒给教会的第一个诫命。
It is repeated 5 times.
在圣经里。
4 times in the Gospels.
被记载五次。
A fifth time in the book of Acts.
四次在四福音书，而第五次在使徒行传。
An ambassador is a representative.
我们是使徒，我们是神的使者，使者是一个代表。
And as Christians, we represent Jesus Christ.
身为基督徒，我们代表基督。
Are we living up to the privilege and honor that Christ has given to us?
我们的生活与基督要我们拥有的荣耀和特权是否相称？
The lead principal in the Bible College, Reverend Timothy Dole, tells us.
我们的前校长和牧师说，
He says, "The Great Commission is an unfinished commission."
那大使命是一个还未完成的使命。
And there are four aspects of it.
而之中有四个元素。
Goal.
你们要去，就是你们要去，这是任务的重点。
Second, to teach the evangelism emphasis.
传道的强调说，传道人的强调说，使万民做他的门徒。
To baptize the church planting emphasis.
教会要给他们施洗。
And to teach the full indoctrination emphasis.
强调他们得要遵守基督的教导。
I was stirred up in my heart to the truth of God's coming judgment in the study of the book of, in the study of eschatology.
我的心被末世论被我的心被末世论神的审判即将到来的这次真相记起。
The study of the events leading up to Christ's second coming.
这些是基督第二次将来临之前的事。
I remember it is the year 2001.
记得在2001年。
It was the time of February, March of the year 2001.
是在2001年的时候。
I was sitting down as a student in a night class in the Far Eastern Bible College.
我是在远东神学院的一个学生，在那里参加一个晚上班。
After work.
下了班后。
Go and attend class.
去上课。
The Book of Revelation.
启示录。
Very interesting.
是很有趣的一本书。
It is a description of the times leading up to the second coming of Christ.
介绍了基督第二次要来之前所要发生的事。
And we sang a hymn.
我们也唱一首诗。
The last hour.
最后的时刻。
Written by Dr. Do Xiang Hua.
是杜牧师所讲的，所写的歌。
And I saw with my mind's eye that there is no escape for mankind from the coming judgment.
我也从我的心眼看到。人类没有办法逃脱这审判。
As you read the book of Revelation,
当你读启示录，
you will inevitably come to this conclusion.
你无法不如此论断。
And like Noah,
就好像挪亚，
Reverend To reminds us,
杜牧师曾提醒我们，
that we are the privileged people with the message of salvation.
我们是有特权的使者。要对人传救恩的信息。
Only Jesus saves.
只有耶稣能拯救。
And we must go forth to proclaim this message.
因此，我们必须去宣布这消息。
In that quiet evening.
在那安静的傍晚。
It is as if we were transported to the very gates of heaven to receive that heavenly mandate.
我们就好像被升到天上，领受这命令。
It has impacted my life in no small way.
这件事对我的生活影响不小。
The hymn goes like this.
那首歌如此唱。
The sunset burns in western sky.
太阳在西边燃烧。
Upon the air a warning cry.
在空中有警告声。
The siren wails from tower to tower. Oh, brethren, this the last hour.
警笛声不停地从一个地方传到另外一个地方，弟兄们啊，时间将近。
The hours that Christians, the souls that Christians might have won,
基督徒可能救回来的灵魂
，now crowd the hour of setting sun.
如何挤走的夕阳小时呢
？Publish abroad his saving name.
把他拯救的名。宣布
to ends of earth Christ's power proclaim.
直到地极。
For dying souls, my brethren weep.
弟兄们，我们为死了的灵魂哭泣。
Oh, tardy workers, go and reap.
啊，懒惰的工人啊，快快去收割吧。
Forsake the world and all its fun.
放下世界和他的娱乐。
The battle must be fought and won.
战一定要打，而且要打赢。
Hark, hear his footsteps on the way.
听啊，他的脚步声。
Oh, work burn out while it is day.
趁白天要努力工作。
Constrained by love and endued with power.
有爱有力量。
Oh, brethren, this the last hour.
弟兄们啊，这是最后的时刻。
And what was my response?
而我的反应如何呢？
My response is in these words.
我的反应是如此。
Our loved ones do we bring to God?
我们有没有把我们心爱的人带给神
？In prayer, pleading for their souls.
在祷告中纪念他们的灵魂。
For His great mercy on their souls.
求神怜悯他们的灵魂。
That heaven be our common goal.
让天堂是我们共同的目标。
Then, brethren, let us do His will.
弟兄们，让我们服从他的旨意。
To give the gospel of His love.
把他爱的福音传给人。
To those who we love dear in our hearts,
把它传给那些我们心爱的人
that they may come into the fold,
使他们也可得益处
a better place that we would go.
我们将会去一个更美好的地方。
His wondrous glory we will behold.
会看到神的荣耀。
There be no tears nor pain to endure.
再没有痛苦悲伤。
This is the home that is so secure.
是一个安稳的家。
As we think about life in perspective,
当我们看我们的生命。
We realize that a day of reckoning is coming. A day of judgment is coming.
我们知道审判的日子将到。
And there is no escape.
而我们没办法躲避。
Only in Jesus Christ there is hope.
只有在基督里我们有希望。
The gospel is the only hope in the world today.
福音是世界唯一的希望。
Everything that has in this world has been tried and has been found wanting.
这世界已经试过很多方法。
And everything else has failed.
他们的方法都不行。
But the church is the pillar and the ground of truth.
而教会是真理的根基。
We are the only one with that message.
我们是唯一拥有这信息的人。
If we will not rise up and go, who would go?
若你不起来宣扬，那谁要去宣扬呢？
The church of Jesus Christ in the last days must be on fire for him.
这末世的日子，我们基督的教会应当努力工作。
If you are a student,
若是你是一个学生，
your campus is your mission field.
你的学校，你的校园是你的任务领域。
If you work in your office,
若是你是在办公室办公，
your office is your mission field.
那办公室就是你的任务领域。
If you are a homemaker,
若是你是家庭主妇，
children are your mission field.
那你的儿女就是你的任务领域。
Mission begins at home.
任务从家里开始。
As the head of the home,
身为一家之主，
you are the pastor to your family.
你牧养你的家人。
How is your holy effort of family worship going for you?
你家里敬畏神吗？
Would we make a resolve to work hard for the souls of our children?
我们是否会为我们的儿女的灵魂努力？
Would we take time and spend time to do so?
我们是否有在此花时间？
One of the greatest stumbling blocks that hinder Christian is the love of the world.
其中一个基督徒最大的绊脚石就是贪爱世界。
Jesus warns us that the world's broad way leads to death. The world's broad way, the broad way of.
耶稣警告我们，阔的路将走向灭亡。
We were at Jewing Home last week. The Jewing Home for the senior citizen.
我们是在一个安老院。
Yeah. And in the Jewing Home,
在那里
we encourage the old folks.
我们鼓励那些老人。
That Christmas is at Jewing Home and not in Orchard Road.
圣诞节将是发生在安老院，而不是在乌节路。
There, the elderly were sober.
那里的老人虔诚。
Because they are faced with the realities of life.
因为他们面对生命的事实。
Well, in Orchard Road, the people are partying and marrying and drunken. They don't know what is the reality of life.
而在乌节路，都是一些喝酒狂欢的人，他们并不知道生命的事实。
And so all the elderly who are gathered in their wheelchairs for worship, that they knew in their heart.
而这些老人被聚集在他们的轮椅上。来崇拜神。
The value of life.
他们知道生命的意义。
They embrace the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们高举基督耶稣。
May this be so for us too.
愿我们也是如此。
As a church.
身为一个教会。
Can it be said collectively as Paul commended the church in Thessalonica?
我们是否可以像保罗赞扬帖撒罗尼迦教会一般呢？
As 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8 says, For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书一 一章八节，帖撒罗尼迦前书一章八节说，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各地也都传开了，所以不用我说，不用我们说什么话。
Dear brethren,
亲爱的弟兄姐，
The church is come, has come of age.
教会
has come of age.
到了一个时候，
And it is time for us to go.
是我们应该出发的时候。
It is time for us to arise and labor for the Lord.
让我们站起来为主工作。
Every time we have this opportunity to meet together in worship,
每当我们有这机会被聚集在敬拜神，
May our hearts be filled with gratitude.
愿我们心怀感恩，
For we never know when it will be the last time.
因为我们不知道什么时候将会是我们的最后一次机会。
May I wish you a healthy and blessed new year.
祝福你新年健康。
Jesus says, Lo, I'm with you always.
耶稣说，我就常与你们同在。
May this be very real for each one of us.
愿这对我们每个人是真实的。
Christ's abiding presence.
他永远的同在。
His availing power.
他的权柄。
And our ambassador's privilege.
和你身为神使者的特权。
May the Lord send us forth to be his witness in the year of grace 2013.
在这2013的恩典年，愿神差我们出去为他做见证。
That great things will be accomplished for his kingdom.
让我们为他的国度成就大事。
To his glory.
以他的荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our most gracious loving heavenly Father.
我们天上敬爱的父。
We thank thee for thy word.
我们感谢你的话语。
We thank thee for this reminder that you are with us.
提醒我们你与我们同在。
And your strength abides with us.
你的能力与我们同在。
And you have given us a commission.
你给了我们一个使命。
For us to work.
让我们能够做。
While it is day.
在今天。
The many perishing souls.
有很多灵魂。
O Lord, may thou give us that vision.
让我们有这样的意象。
And may thou give us the conviction.
让我们坚决的。
May thou help us to arise and work.
让我们坚决地站起来为你工作。
This ask and pray.
我们如此祷告。
In Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。